someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go well.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Pastor Joel Ellwanger, Sylvester Jackson, and Wendy Voss Daniels. Before we go back to you, Mr. Jackson, let's bring Al on. Al, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, and Joe, and everybody else. I'm hearing this late regarding closing the Summers Cheney Correctional Center.
And yes, sir.
Is the decision already made, or is this just in discussion?
Who wants to answer that?
Made. That's exactly why. We're struggling to bring about a site that would be available for the juveniles facility. But we do know that the DOC and the administration want to get the site firmed up and be able to start making plans to build this facility as soon as possible. So we don't have much time, but right now the DOC and perhaps we can hear from Wendy what is happening in terms of the DOC trying to find another site besides the Cheney Center.
My question is because I was formerly a member of the community advisory board to the Thelma's Cheney Center with Roger McNeely, who was a former high school. He and I went to high school together, and he was the chairman of that committee.
And, right, Dr. McNeely.
Right. When I asked when did they make this decision, because is that board still operating? And if it is, then this should have gone to the board before a decision was made to do this. And there are numerous sites in the city where they can put a juvenile facility without closing the.
Hang on. Let's go to Ms. Voss Daniels. She can answer that.
Thank you for your call, Al. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
I am currently, after Dr. McNeely's passing, am now the acting chair of the Filmers Cheney. We're now an advocacy board. As you know, when this began, it began when the Cheney Center was built, and the Sherman Park community insisted on having an advisory board inside the facility.
Fast I was on that some, board.
Yeah, I heard. I would love to connect with you about your work. There are still many people that were on that initial board involved in it. But what happened was after a couple of superintendents later, they thought they didn't need an advisory board and said thanks but no thanks. So it transitioned to now the advocacy board, of which Reverend Ellwanger, Pastor Ellwanger, and I are both members. I cannot fill the shoes of Dr. McNeely, and so I am the acting chair. But the decision to place the juvenile facility at the Cheney Center site was done in isolation by the Evers administration. The Department of Corrections offered that as a plan back during the state budget hearings last summer. They are moving ahead with this plan. They haven't been interested. The Evers administration has not been interested in working with local community members or the city of Milwaukee in trying to find a place or the county for that matter, because it needs to be in the county. And as late as a few weeks ago during the Senate committee hearing, which I went to testify about, an assistant secretary was asked directly what their plan was, and her response was that they were moving ahead with the Cheney Center location. Now, there are still quite a few steps that need to happen before that can happen. And one of the things that that did occur in this session in late February is that there was an amendment that said that the Department of Administration cannot approve the plan for the new Type 1 facility in Milwaukee County unless the site has the support of the governing body of that municipality. And so this is, as Reverend Elwinger and Mr. Jackson have said, this is our opportunity, because we've been working on this without much support for the last several months, including those of us who have full-time jobs doing other things, trying to find locations that meet the criteria that DOC gave us. But we really have no formal charge in doing that. And we are at a point now that we will be momentarily sending a letter to the governor asking him to formally commit to bringing a committee together to do this really important work and find a site. So we're working right now with a local realtor who knows that he's probably not going to earn any money out of this. But he is Anthony Foster, also a lifelong resident of Milwaukee, works with Frost Realty, and he has helped us find some sites in the city that meet DOC's criteria, which is 8 to 10 acres, access to transportation in bus routes, and which we've got that part, and then agreement about advocates and elected officials and community acceptance. So we have put together a very dispersed group of a diverse group of people, advocates who otherwise might not be working together, focused on doing two things: saving the Cheney Center and finding another site for this 32-bed prison for youth. So we need the support and cooperation of the Evers administration. So, Al, I would say check out our website.
Let me say this, because we're going to have to go to a break, but I want to say to Al, you know the beauty of that facility, and it's only 22 years old, and you know the impact that that facility has had in many men who come back into our community. Right there where it's located, right in the middle of our city, it certainly adds, a homely kind of reality to those men who come back. It's a beautiful facility. At 22 years old, to tear it down is an injustice.
I've been around since it was built, Earl. And
listen now, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.